Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, this is fun. We do the mock draft injection each and every day at this time at about 7:45. And we'll do a handful more of these. 1 week until the draft. We've got you covered for the draft here on Sports Radio 610 on Texans Radio Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the man who was built for those 3 days, his whole year is ramping up to those 3 days pretty much, joins us right now. We are going to do the mock draft injection with an actual mock drafter himself. And in my opinion, the best in the business when it comes to these evaluations. His website is footballtakeover.com. He is the sideline reporter for your Houston Texans. And he joins us now live from NRG Stadium. John Harris joining us here on the program. Johnny, how you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. It is great to join you. I listen to Mock Draft Injection every single day. It may not be at 7:45. It might be at like 3:45 or 5:45 when I'm driving home. But I listen every single day to what the idiots out there, I mean the mock drafters, are saying out there about this particular football team. It's always fun to listen. I don't know why. There's just something about, okay, what did Neil Gray say now in ProHyundaiTexansFootball.com? Yes. What did he say? What's his mock draft? So I figured, you know what? FootballTakeover.com, I got busy the other night, did a 3-round mock, and I thought, you know, yeah, man, maybe the guys will talk about this. I don't know. We'll see.
We are.
I appreciate you having me on.
Are we going to announce, Sean, the pick the way we typically do?
Yes, we will.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, so let's do this here. So John Harris, FootballTakeover.com. What version of mock draft is this for you, Johnny?
This is version 3.0. And I figured at 3.0, I'd just do a 3-rounder. I started to do 4. I heard you guys talking about doing mock drafts. I've done a 7-round mock draft before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a labor of love. It's a labor of hate. So I decided I'd just stop at 3 rounds because, okay, I wanted to keep my sanity.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's 3.0, but it's 3 rounds.
3 rounds. All right, so let's do this here. With the 25th overall pick in the John Harris Football Takeover Mock Draft version 3.0, the Houston Texans select Gray Zabel, offensive line, North Dakota State University. Before we get Johnny's rationale on that, Seth, what are your thoughts on Gray Zabel? What this John Harris guy taking, yeah, Gray Zabel for the Texans?
John and I've texted back and forth with John about Gray Zabel a little bit, and I've mentioned him multiple times on my live stream about that. This is Gray Zabel is somebody that I totally defer to the people who really do this a lot, like John Harris, because I very much see the upside. There's a few things that make me nervous about him being a projection, because he's got to clean some things up, but he moves really well, and he did some things really impressively at the Senior Bowl. But I feel like it's very murky for me. So I lean on, I think John feels more highly about Gray Zabel than I do, but I totally see the upside.
All right, Johnny. Well, so let's get the thought process then, Johnny, behind Gray Zabel. We know you were on with us earlier in draft season. I think it was live from the Senior Bowl, actually. And that's the first I'd heard of Gray Zabel, was you raving about his whole vibe at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, and you know, I listen to you guys every day, and I feel like when Seth starts railing on draft, quote unquote, experts, I feel like Seth is taking direct shots at me. I'm okay with that.
Never.
I'm all right with that.
I don't really rail on the draft experts that much.
I know. Yeah.
Not the one, not guys like you who actually, you know, watch and know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know, Joe Smith, who jumps in January and hasn't heard of Kelvin Banks Jr. trying to figure it out, and then goes and watches YouTube highlights and like, Kelvin Banks is this, like, you know, shut the F up. But for me, you know, it's funny because I remember the exact question, like, who impressed you at the Senior Bowl? Mm-hmm. And Gray Zabel stood out. And I think for me, it was, he stood out because I felt like that was a position I was watching a lot of, because I felt like we needed to change the offensive line. And that obviously was before Laramie Tunsil trade. It was before the Kenyon Green trade. I believe it was even before Shaq Mason was let go. But I did think the Texans were going to reshape the offensive line. I didn't know it would go to this extent. I thought it was just the kitchen, but it turned out to be the kitchen, the three bedrooms, and the deck outside. So there was a lot more renovation, but I really liked what I saw at the Senior Bowl, because the one thing that stood out in, and I'll use kind of the past and the present. Yesterday, when Nick spoke, I said this last night on Texans All Access, there's one thing that stood out to me, that they are looking for a certain kind of guy. And Nick said, he's like, talent's talent. Like, you're going to find a talented player. But when he said, essentially, you've got to have the right stuff to be a Texan. And I just remember watching Zabel that entire, you know, the week I was there at Senior Bowl, the days I was there at Senior Bowl. And I could see, you could just see it. You feel it. I mean, you guys have been around football teams long enough. You feel it when there's a guy that just kind of has it. You know, he's just got some stuff that you're like, okay, there are other guys that don't have that. You know, he's going into guard. You know, it's not perfect. You know, his hands are kind of all over the place. You know, he doesn't put that, you know, one arm kind of comes around. He doesn't kind of get latched on guys. But you're like, man, he is standing straight up in front of that dude who I thought was going to be pretty good as a defensive tackle. And he's playing guard. Now, he played guard at North Dakota State and then bumped out the tackle. But his feet are great. He's got 36.5-inch vertical. So he's got a level of athleticism that you don't always get in a guard. And there's another thought with Zabel that he might move over to center.
Yeah.
Graham Barton did that last year. You know, Graham Barton was at Duke, played left tackle at Duke for, I think, 3 years. And then at number 22, the Bucks take him and put him immediately at center, and he's going to be a 10- to 12-year starter at center and a really good player. And I think that very well could happen with Zabel, depending on how everything else kind of, you know, breaks through. But to have a center with that level of athleticism.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Some torque, strength, the ability to move people. I mean, he wants to run block, and I know when people hear that, they're like, yeah, yeah, because there were other people that weren't so hot on run blocking and didn't want to really do that. He wants to do that, and I get that feeling from him. Now, my personal preference would be Tyler Booker if I'm going offensive line, but I made this mock as hard as I could on myself because if Booker's there at 25, to me, he's Vontae Mack no matter what. I want Booker. I love everything about Booker. And yes, I understand he's got limitations, and the athleticism is like, okay, is that going to worry me? And I got the question last night. I was on with Stoots and Landry, and they were talking about, well, some fan was like, well, Booker's just Kenyon Green again. I'm like, Kenyon had a good start to his career, and then the injuries hit, and then confidence took a shot, and he never rebounded. Plus, I think Booker's got a different makeup than Kenyon does. So I think they're two different players, but to me, Booker has what it is they'd like in that room, other than the fact that he's 6'5", 320 with 34.5-inch arms and played at a high level at one of the best football universities in the country. So from that standpoint, I made it tough on me. So I had Booker going before 25. I had Golden going before 25. I had Banks going, I think, to Miami before 25. So I made it as tough as I could on myself, even having the Chiefs trading up to 24 right in front of the Texans and taking Josh Connerly Jr., thinking, well, the Texans got to take an offensive lineman. And what that left on the board for me was pretty simple, Gray Zabel. And that's the way I went. I did consider interior defensive lineman, but and the one that I would consider, in fact, I had two guys that I like in the defensive line, but one of them I think would fit. One of them I think is the most talented defensive lineman in this draft. But I don't – his swarm quotient I don't think is high enough. And, Derek Harmon I think can really play. Walter Nolan is a special, special football player. But you just never know when he's going to fly off the handle, leave practice when he's not happy with himself, disappear during a game. I don't know that about Walter Nolan. But if I felt like this locker room could surround – and if there's a locker room that's going to surround Walter Nolan – with Will Anderson, Daniil Hunter, Rod Wright as a position coach, Miko Ryans as the head coach, if there's a roster or there's an organization that's going to get the most out of Walter Nolan, it would be right here. So I would consider interior defensive line here as well. I like Ibuka, but it just came down to me like offensive line still is not where I want it to be, and Zabel's the best at that point, given everybody I had going off the board. So it was Zabel and Donovan Jackson. I went with Zabel, just a little bit more athletic upside.
You just answered all the follow-up questions of that pick, Johnny. Like, who else was
all right,
there? Who did you consider?
Thanks for having me.
No, that's okay. We're going to keep you for another segment. I do want to reveal who the other three picks were. I do want to ask follow-ups on at least one of them to you. We'll do that in the next segment. Some general draft talk a week out with John Harris. So we know he's got Gray Zabel, 25th overall, to the Houston Texans. John Harris, footballtakeover.com, Texans sideline reporter, going to hang with us for another segment to talk some NFL draft a week out from the NFL draft. And you can hear all the coverage with John Harris and company and friends and Mark Vandermeer and others, including myself and Seth, next weekend here on Sports Radio 610. So more John Harris, footballtakeover.com is coming up next.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.